Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's put a bow on the college football weekend. You know, we were speaking about the South Carolina-Texas A&M game a little bit earlier.
Game was drunk.
It was wild. I've never seen a game that was two different games that distinctly.
No.
It was just two completely different games. Like, yeah. I've never seen anything like that.
And some of it, obviously, was South Carolina, but a lot of that was simply Marcel Reed. I don't know if I've seen a player be that bad and then turn it on and look like the best player in college football, but that is kind of the Marcel Reed experience in that he is just, he's very uneven and his teammates, they're good enough that he can get around his shortcomings at times.
Well, they have a good defense.
Yeah.
Although they did give up 30 in the first half.
Yeah.
So I don't know what
to make
of
that, though, is off of picks and short fields.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So
I don't know what to make of A&M.
I don't know either, but
that SEC is going to get a lot of teams in the tournament.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to be in there no matter what, even if they lose to Texas and don't go to the SEC title game.
Well, I think most years when I look at this time of the year where we've got a couple weeks left and then conference titles, like there's usually about three teams that actually look the part that you can say, you know, that's a team that can win a national title. I've never seen where I think you can make a case that 9 or 10 teams, if the bracket breaks their way and if they get hot, are capable of doing it. And A&M is one of those. I could see it. And by the way, of those teams, you can make the argument that almost every one of them is, it wouldn't shock you if they were bounced in the first round, right? Ohio State certainly looks the part, but Ohio State really hasn't been tested that much. And we saw Texas absolutely hold them down. They don't run the ball very well. Indiana looks great, but we know from a talent standpoint, Indiana isn't as talented as the other teams. A&M looks like maybe the most vulnerable undefeated team at this point in the season that we've ever seen. Georgia, you know, you like Georgia, and I think they're playing well at the same time, but Georgia hates their offense, and they want their offensive coordinator fired, although they did a nice job this week. Ole Miss is Ole Miss. You don't trust them. Oregon, this isn't the best Oregon team that we've seen. Texas Tech doesn't, you know, from an offensive standpoint, Texas Tech doesn't scare you at all. Oklahoma is Iowa with better uniforms. Alabama just showed you that if Ty Simpson isn't elite, that Alabama is beyond vulnerable. And yet everyone, and then Notre Dame, every one of those teams has a flaw, but every one of those teams, if they get hot and the bracket breaks their way, could win a national championship. I think it's, this is modern college football, and I think it's great.
Did you know that preseason number 1, 2, 4, and 9 have no shot at the playoff?
So what? So A&M, or not A&M, no. But Texas.
Yeah.
Who else? Florida State was probably 9.
No.
No?
LSU.
Oh, LSU, and then what? Clemson, right?
Clemson and Penn State.
Yeah.
Texas, Penn State, Clemson, LSU, number 1, 2, 4, and 9 in the preseason. No chance. I mean, not even sniffing the playoff.
No.
Which is why we shouldn't have preseason rankings, but whatever. That's a discussion for another day. You're right. It is going to be fun.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. The one thing about the South Carolina game we have yet to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
And
God, I know where you're going with this.
Well, yeah, it's High T Trooper guy.
Tuffy Tufferton.
Yeah.
Jesus.
High T Trooper strikes again. No more free games for you, you goober.
Dude, that is unbelievable. If you haven't seen this, right, so two South Carolina players are coming down the tunnel, and State Trooper guy in his sweet little tight-fitting uniform, get yourself a large, man. It's okay. You can bump it up. He's got his cowboy hat on. He walks in between two players, and he doesn't just bump into them. My man throws a shoulder. When you break that down and you go slow-mo Zapruder film, he throws the left shoulder into the player. He does it on purpose, and then he turns around and gives him a what? What, you can't do that when you have a gun and the two players are walking onto the field, you douche. Yeah. And they, by the way, they booted him.
They got rid of him.
They got rid of him. He was told to leave the stadium, and he has been relieved of game day duties.
What is it with guys like that?
I don't know, man.
Jeez, man.
Dude, my buddy's a state trooper, and he works security for the Seahawks. And so they have Seahawks hire state troopers. Most places do. And some, like college coaches, have their own state trooper. He's like, it's their specific guy. But dude, you can take your job seriously without bowing up on opposing players. I mean, that is embarrassing. You imagine if the player had turned around and luckily one of the players grabbed the other one and was like, yeah, dude, just keep walking. That could have been a really, really bad scene there in the tunnel.
It was just a little thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, imagine having to deal with that guy in real life situations.
Yes.
You know? Like, Trust me, he is a cop.
That ain't the guy you want to get pulled over by.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he loses that job, too.
Nah, he won't lose his job. It's hard to fire those guys. But
it's a bad representation, man. My dad did that a couple of times for the Blazers when he was a Marion County police officer, and he knew. It's like, this is a cushy gig. You just act like you've been there before, stay out of the way.
That guy's too high T to see that,
yeah. Bro. Well, he won't lose his state trooper job. He ain't working any more games. He's done with that.
Alabama lost. They doubled up Oklahoma in yards, but they turned it over three times and they missed that field goal. You know, it was interesting that
special teams were a killer too.
Yeah, leap by the Oklahoma bro, perfectly legal. I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either.
So I guess the whole thing is we've seen this called where if you jump over the line, mm-hmm. you get flagged.
Yes,
right. You can't do that.
Yes,
but the rule is that if you are stationary, before you jump over the line, it actually is legal. So that dude just did the freaking
jump out of a pool thing.
Who was the Oregon kid?
Colt Lierla.
Yeah, the Colt Lierla jump, like standing still in a pool, jumping up and out and onto the side of the pool.
I still thought upon review that it was a penalty because he landed on one of the players, which you can't do. But then I guess they were saying, as long as you didn't use that to propel yourself, you're still allowed to land on a guy. I can't believe that wasn't flagged. Like, because normally in that situation, when someone leaps like that, letter of the law, like that flag gets thrown. And certainly Alabama was all pissy about it. And in real time, I was like, oh, that's a penalty. But I guess technically by the letter of the law, by the thinnest of margins, he got away with it.
Crazy.
And it should have never come to that. Alabama picked a really bad time for Ty Simpson to look mortal, and the turnovers, and again, special teams play. Oklahoma is the new Iowa. They have no offense. John Mateer, I think, threw for like 103 yards. He has not been good since coming back from injury. And yet their defense is so nasty. They are the Iowa of the South. They drag you into deep waters and try to strangle you. And it's kind of fun to see another team with only one way to beat you, but finding ways to do it. And now we're sitting in a nice spot.
Dude, the SEC is pretty awesome. Georgia hammered Texas.
Yeah.
Is it possible Gunnar Stockton's underrated?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
He's not bad, man.
He's not good either.
I think he kind of is.
It's like,
because Georgia's sitting there. So we talk about Alabama, but then they lose.
Yeah.
We talk about A&M, and they fall down by 27 at home. Like, who the hell is going to win the SEC? Who wants it? Is it going to be Georgia in the end?
I think it's going to be Georgia.
Because Texas. So Georgia. But here's the thing. I was looking this up today. Georgia can't even get into the game unless Alabama loses to Auburn or A&M loses to Texas. So they need one of those two things to happen. They beat Alabama.
Yeah, they beat Bama.
And they have the tiebreaker over Ole Miss. Ole Miss has a long... Ole Miss only has one loss, too. But they, tiebreaker-wise, they're kind of screwed. They need... Actually, I think Ole Miss needs both things to happen, A&M and Alabama, to lose.
Well, you said they beat Bama. They didn't. Georgia lost to Alabama.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They lost to Alabama. They beat Ole Miss.
They beat Ole Miss. So... I haven't seen this. What exactly is, who's got the inside track?
Right now, it's, obviously it's A&M.
A&M.
If A&M beats Texas, they're in.
They're in.
If Alabama beats Auburn, they're in. If one or two of those, if one or both of those lose, Georgia slides in. And if they both lose, I think it might be Georgia Ole Miss.
I'll say this. As Georgia feels like it could be one of those teams that will end up peaking at the right time, and... I'm not certain of those teams. I thought it was kind of Alabama, and I still like Bama. If you had to say, like, let's say I'm Oregon, right? And that's my first round matchup, is I'm going to get an SEC team. Ooh. And I get to pick one that I don't, right? Like, I just get to eliminate them and be like, nope, I want them to win the SEC, so they're not in my side of the bracket. I might just take Georgia and say, you know what, We're just gonna shove this aside. I feel like they may be the team that's peaking, and I kind of thought that was Bama, but was really disappointed. That was the worst that Bama has played as a team, and they weren't awful, and they still should have won that game. But that was the worst, I think, effort from a total standpoint since the Florida State one. They couldn't run the ball. Ty Simpson didn't look like the tight. Their defense was fine, played well enough, but they just.
Well, I think Venables has a little something on their offense. Like he figured him out last year, and he did it again this year.
Yeah, he's the new John Wick for them. He's just the Baba Yaga. He scares them.
But the thing about it is none of it really matters. Like if you look at Georgia, A&M, Alabama,
chances are
Ole Miss, and Georgia, A&M, Alabama, Ole Miss. Is there another one I'm missing?
Georgia? There's five.
Who's the fifth?
That should get in.
Who am I missing?
Oklahoma, right? Did you say Oklahoma?
Are they the fifth?
I think they're the fifth.
They have two losses?
They have two.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all going to the tournament, most likely.
Yeah, because you have...
No matter what.
A&M, Georgia, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, Bama. Yeah. More than likely, those teams are all going.
Yeah, they just have to win out. Like, yes. Actually, A&M doesn't even have to win out.
No.
Alabama has to now beat Auburn. They must. Yeah. Or they're not going to the tournament.
Yeah. And Georgia can stub their toe again too, because they're 9-1.
Well, but they're done with the SEC.
They're done. Yeah, so they got Georgia Tech. But even if they were to lose to Georgia Tech, it wouldn't matter. I think Georgia still gets in.
And then Oklahoma, I haven't seen. Who do they have? Do they have to play Oklahoma State then still?
Yeah, Oklahoma has they got Missouri left and they got LSU.
Oh, okay. Well, so they should win them both.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, with Oklahoma's offense, nothing is guaranteed. They are Iowa. They are not a good offensive football team.
Do you think A&M is this year's Oregon?
Oh, boy.
Remember Oregon was undefeated, number one last year?
Yes.
Is A&M the same team?
That's a really good comp. Because of the teams that we just mentioned, with the exception of Oklahoma, who I just don't buy. They just don't play good enough offense. But and it's funny because like we sat there and we just, you know, I kind of went through those teams that I'm like, I don't know about. But if you told me A&M, Georgia, Ole Miss, Bama, I'm gonna take Oklahoma out of it. You said which one of those teams loses in the first round? It's Texas A&M.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.